Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, it's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. I am back from my cross-country road trip, and goodness, am I tired. But honestly, I am so glad to be back here with you. Before we get started, I obviously have to save some time for our special shoutouts. This is for two Tailblazers who call themselves C.A. Reynolds 2262 and Joe 200,000. They both left some really lovely five-star reviews, and I am so grateful for both of them. Reading the reviews on our Apple Podcast page is probably the best part of my day. If you'd like a shout out on our next episode, go ahead and leave us a review today. Now, a message for the grown-ups. Do you run a small business or an Etsy shop, or have you written a children's book? Girl Tales is seeking sponsors for our episodes. If you're interested, feel free to email me at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com, and you just might hear your ad at the top of our next episode. Okay, now on to the show. This is Nova's Lab, meeting Katherine Johnson. Enjoy.
Tailblazers, I'm not exactly sure where or when we are, but we are with Katherine Johnson, the very same mathematician who my computer is named after. Katherine the computer must have sent us here to meet Katherine Johnson. Why do you think she sent us here? Good idea. Maybe it was because we weren't able to finish our experiment on the moon. Maybe we need a different set of tools.
Can I help you, young lady?
Tailblazers, this is weird. I'm not an object, I'm just my usual self. Hello. Are you Katherine Johnson?
That's right. Now, how did you get into NASA's Langley base?
Tailblazers, maybe Katherine can help. Excuse me, Miss Johnson, I have a question, but I'm a bit nervous to ask.
If you want to know, you ask a question. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Thank you. We're trying to understand how to orbit the moon, but we weren't able to learn about it just by going to the moon. We need your help. I know you did important work helping astronauts get to space and land on the moon. What exactly did you do?
I calculated the trajectory using orbital mechanics.
Oh. What is orbital mechanics?
It's the mechanics, or the way things work when an object is moving in space. Especially when we want to send a spacecraft into orbit. That's a special path where it can circle around a planet, moon, or sun without having to have someone steering all the time. The moon is in orbit around the Earth, and it always moves the same way around the Earth because of the Earth's gravity. I use orbital mechanics to learn exactly where to steer a spacecraft so that it can orbit around either the Earth, the sun, or even our own moon. Like the Apollo 11 mission when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon and were the first people to walk on the moon.
That's amazing! You figured out the path the astronauts should take through space and where they should steer the shuttle so that it would be orbiting the moon just right? And you used a special kind of math?
That's right.
Wow! There's so much more to space travel than just being an astronaut. I never realized how important math could be. And how much we learn about space while standing right here on Earth. You worked here on Earth, but women can be astronauts and go to space too, right?
Women are capable of doing everything men are capable of doing.
Thank you, Catherine. You are a real hero of mine. I named my computer after you. You have made a difference in the lives of so many. How do you get so much done?
I like to learn.
Me too. I thought I didn't like learning math, but math is what helps astronauts go to space, and it's what you use to figure out how to land on the moon. Math is pretty cool.
Nova, it's time to come back to the lab.
Catherine, the, other Catherine is telling us we have to head home. Thank you so much for everything. It was an honor to meet you.
Good luck on your travels, Nova.
Thanks for everything, Catherine Johnson. Okay, Tailblazers, time to head back to the lab. Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go! We are back in the lab. Catherine, guess who we met?
Who?
Catherine Johnson!
No kidding.
You knew we'd meet her, didn't you? That's why you sent us, to learn about Catherine's work, which was all about math.
What did you learn about orbiting the moon?
I learned that you can make all the calculations from Earth, like Catherine Johnson did, using math. Hey, a new transmission is coming in. It's from Catherine Johnson! She sent us an experiment to learn about orbit that the Tailblazers can do at home. You might need a grown-up's help, and you'll need a washer. Those are small round metal circles used with bolts, some string, and a glass. Tie your washer to the end of the string and tape the other end to the bottom of a cabinet. Put your glass right below the string on the counter so that the washer is touching the side. Now, push the washer and see how hard you have to push it to get it to circle the glass. Too hard and it'll bounce right back. Too soft and it won't go around. Try it yourself.
Nova, let's debrief from both your experiments, and I'd like to learn a bit more about Catherine Johnson.
Of course! Tailblazers, it's been an awesome adventure. I got to be a moon rock and meet the amazing NASA pioneer Catherine Johnson. Happy birthday to Catherine Johnson, who is turning 102 on August 26th. Thanks to all the Tailblazers for your help along the way. I'm Nova, signing off till next time.
That was Nova's Lab, Meeting Catherine Johnson, produced, performed, and written by Tessa Flannery, with special guest appearance by Lene Sanders as Catherine Johnson. To get the written instructions on the experiment you heard in today's episode, head to girltalespodcast.com or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. To hear your name at the top of the next episode and gain access to cool stuff like coloring pages and the scripts to our fairy tales, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, always remember, I believe in you.